Hello, my name is Vidal, and this is episode 23 of The Journey, a conversation on leadership, culture, and creativity. One of the things that I love to do the most is to pastor and also to preach the Bible. And as the pastor of First Baptist Church in Far, I get to do one thing every single January, and it's exactly to begin a brand new series of conversations or sermons. And in this case, in January, we have the series called Disciple, which has to do with the competencies of the kingdom of God, obviously. And what makes unique every January, and I say every January because I am blessed to launch into my fifth January. It was five Januaries ago that God allowed me to arrive to this wonderful community that has become my family, my people, and this is my fifth, what we call the State of the Union, the month of January, when we convey specific things and when it comes to direction and vision of what the church is based on the scriptures and also what the direction of First Baptist is specifically based on those foundational, non-negotiable principles of the scriptures is supposed to go. I have made a commitment of 20 years to be at First Baptist in Far. So after this January, after this series, I'm going to have 15 to go, and I am very, very excited. Now, part of the reason why this brings excitement into my life is because as I speak of my fifth January or my fifth State of the Union, my 15 years to go is a very tangible reminder and reality that we are limited by chronology, and the beauty of preaching the Bible, the beauty of belonging to the family of God is that the God that is the focus and the center of the scriptures and the reason why we have the Bible, the God that owns his church, which in this case is not just the church in general, but I'm speaking of First Baptist in Far, is a God that is not limited by chronology. I'm reminded how we ended the year 2017 and we spoke of the tradition of reading from Psalms 90. And on Psalm 90, that's on verse 4 exactly, where the writer of that specific psalm speaks of how 1,000 years in your sight, speaking of God, are like a day that had just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Peter reminds us in one of his letters in the New Testament that 1,000 years is like a day in a day, like 1,000 years. So the bottom line is this: what makes this exciting and what specifically tomorrow when we launch this new series called Disciple, the Competence of the Kingdom, is because of the object of the preaching, the reason why we preach. So obviously this goes beyond the ability to communicate the Bible, the ability to understand the Bible, the eagerness to gather together and live in community and experiencing new people coming to church and new ministries being implemented and having a future that brings the excitement of so many things. Yet every single thing is under the umbrella, under the priority and the maximum experience, which is exactly the object of our preaching, which is the God that is beyond time. Now, the other thing that I want to remind everyone, and this is why I'm inviting you to come and join our conversation tomorrow, is because through this series, through this January series, and every time that we launch this State of the Union, we emphasize and we rekindle, repackage, retake the conversation of our core values. Who is it that we are as a church? Who are we called to be based on the scriptures? And again, for the last 5 years, we have believed that the process for anybody to experience, in the words of Jesus, the come and see, to come and die, to go through the process of visiting the church, to becoming a disciple of the owner of the church, which is Christ, it is through three specific core values, which is the love for God, the love for others, and the love for his world. And we're going to be talking about that throughout the month of January, what those core values mean and how they are experienced in our context, and specifically, how are we to express those values throughout 2018. Again, I'm privileged to belong to a group of men in our church that function as the pastors and elders of our community. And one of the privileges that we get to as we serve is specifically to set the direction of the church based on, obviously, the shepherd of all shepherds, based on the teachings of Jesus and what Jesus calls us to be. So for us, this is a very simple experience. It's not too complicated in a sense that for us, the direction of the church is nothing else but the person of Christ. In other words, for us, direction of the church is not methodology or a specific ministry or task. It is a person. For me, I go back into the analogy of marriage. Marriage can be represented through a wedding ring or band in my finger. It can be represented by a date when we got married, which was July 19th, 1997. It can be represented by multiple experiences throughout 20 years of marriage. But ultimately, for me, marriage is a person, and her name is Areli. So the same thing happens with the direction of the church. We can talk, we can pray, we can sing, we can read books, we can have leadership meetings, we can have so many kinds of experiences. But ultimately, the direction of the church, for us as pastors, for us as leaders, is simply a person. So what does that mean? But again, I'm going to be speaking over some of these things tomorrow and throughout the month of January. But I believe that when the direction of the church is not set or is not determined or expressed through the person of Christ, we will have the tendency, and this is something that happens by default, it happens sometimes without thinking it, and I think this is when we get in trouble. We allow the church to determine the purpose of the church, and eventually that purpose define who Jesus is. So I'm going to say this again. If the direction of the church is not defined by a person, meaning his worldview, Jesus' worldview, Jesus' thoughts, Jesus' words, Jesus' actions, Jesus as a person, if that is not the case, what is going to happen is going to, you're going to have a church that defines the mission of the church. And thus, that mission defines who Jesus is. That is very clearly exemplified on what's going on around the world with the nations. Once the nation defines the purpose, or the government defines the purpose, that purpose eventually defines a worldview. In this case, whether it is the concept of who God is, or the non-existence of God, or education, or the family nucleus, or life for that matter. So what do you see around the world is that you have multiple definitions of life and marriage and education and the arts and sex and eventually God. What we want to do, and this is going to be the test for us as we rekindle and retake the conversation of these core values, the conversation of the State of the Union, and package it through, you know, packaging this conversation through the series Disciple, the Competence of the Kingdom, is for us to understand that you do never begin with the church. You never begin with the mission of the church. You must begin with Christ. You must allow the person of Jesus define the mission. In other words, we allowed or we take Jesus' mission as the mission of the church. So whatever Jesus was called to, whatever Jesus was passionate towards, whatever Jesus' purpose was on earth, that's exactly the purpose of the church. And here's the beauty of this. Whatever that purpose is, and we're going to discover that, we're going to retake the conversation beginning tomorrow and throughout this month of January. Whatever that mission is, that's what defines what the church and who the church is. So put it in a very simple context is Jesus defining the mission and the mission defining the church versus having the church defining the mission and allowing our mission, our preferences, our theology, our way of thinking, defining who Jesus is. Well, again, I'm very, very excited because everything that I just told you, and I guess for me, my desire, my heart's desire to convey the scriptures grows every day. I love the Bible. I love the God of the Bible. But I will tell you that undeniably, my passion for the Bible, my passion for preaching, my passion for what I do is based primarily on Jesus, but also on the people that Jesus has given me as part of my community. And I don't want to preach the Bible. I don't want to engage into these conversations with any other people besides First Baptist Church. And obviously, First Baptist and FAR is means to an end, implying that we exist for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of the agenda, for the sake of Jesus. And that's why we as a church, we have created three opportunities for people to potentially begin the conversation of connecting with spiritual and the redemption of their lives in the world. So we have three opportunities tomorrow. We have one at 8:30, which is a full English service. And then we have one at 9:45 on Sunday, which is completely in Spanish, the Spanish language. And the last one is at 11 a.m., which is again in English. So again, we have multiple venues where people can potentially engage. We obviously have technology and social media to do these things, and for that, which I am also very, very excited and thankful. And again, tomorrow is going to be a very exciting series to begin, to launch this concept of disciple, the definition of the competencies of the kingdom, what actually gives us the skills and the abilities to express the kingdom of God on a foreign kingdom, which obviously is pretty simple to see around us, which is the kingdom, which is temporary, of this world. I hope and we can see you tomorrow, and looking forward to experience Jesus in community.